The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, Giants fans, and welcome to your Valentine's Views podcast for Friday, March 10. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View. Please remember to subscribe to Big Blue View Radio wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure that you check out the Chris and Nick show. Chris Flum, Nick Filato do a great job both writing at Big Blue View and with their podcasts each week. So make sure you give them a listen as well. All right, I wanted to discuss with you guys some of the reaction to the signing of Daniel Jones. Talk a little bit more about his contract. We know Jones signed 4 years, $160 million on Tuesday. Tony DelGenio and I did a reaction podcast immediately after the news broke on Tuesday evening. So, you know, we've been through a little bit of it, but there's been a lot of reaction to the Jones signing. A lot of NFL players, Micah Parsons, Jaquan Brisker, Tyreek Hill, basically taking shots at Jones and taking exception to the contract. A lot of social media talk and talking heads on different radio shows basically wondering, you know, what the Giants are doing here, giving Jones 4 years, $160 million. And a lot of people on Twitter talking about how we live in a world now where Daniel Jones makes more money than Lamar Jackson. And that really is a temporary thing. That's a deal where, you know, Lamar Jackson has done what's happened to him. He's largely done that to himself with his insistence on not hiring an agent, his insistence on a fully guaranteed contract, real inability or unwillingness on his part to negotiate. He really left the Baltimore Ravens with no choice but to put the $32.4 million franchise tag on him. But really what I want to focus on is not Lamar Jackson. I really want to talk about the Daniel Jones deal. I understand that there is still a lingering impression of Daniel Jones as that fumble-prone, mistake-prone guy from his first couple of years in the league, as a guy who was a meme for falling down in Philadelphia en route to a touchdown, as a guy who was the face of a franchise before Brian Daboll and Joe Shane came along that couldn't get out of its own way. A franchise, a team that was basically a laughing stock, led by a quarterback that some teams looked at as a laughing stock. You know, a lot of people still feel that Dave Gettleman made a mistake drafting him sixth overall in 2019, and they're just not going to let go of that stance, regardless of what they saw in 2022, regardless of how well Jones played, regardless of the fact that he was a key cog in getting the Giants to the playoffs for the first time since 2016. They're just not going to let go of their prior beliefs about Daniel Jones. And what I want to say here is, yes, the $40 million average annual value that you keep hearing about, the $160 million. Yes, it's a lot of money. Yes, it's more money than you would have thought initially that Daniel Jones was going to get. And yes, it ties him, I think, for ninth overall on the average annual value for quarterback paychecks. But the reality of it is, once Lamar Jackson gets paid, once Joe Burrow gets paid, once Jalen Hurts gets paid, Justin Herbert gets paid, maybe even Trevor Lawrence gets paid here in the not too distant future, Daniel Jones' four-year deal is going to end up looking like mid-level quarterback money. This is the going rate nowadays for what you have to pay in the NFL for good quarterback play. It just is. That's the price tag. And the reality of it is, this is a three-year deal for Daniel Jones. Yes, it's a four-year deal on paper, 4 years and $160 million. But in reality, it is a three-year deal worth about $114 million. The average annual value of this contract over that three-year period of time is $37.5 million. The fourth year, which is a much bigger base salary, I think $46 million base salary in 2026. The fourth year is not guaranteed. So the first 2 years of the contract are fully guaranteed. There is some guaranteed money in the third year of the contract based on Jones being on the roster, I think, as of March 15th of the 2025 season. But the reality of it is, this is really a three-year deal, and I look at it as a win-win for both sides. Jones gets paid. He gets the long-term security that he wanted. He got the $40 million average annual value on paper that he wanted. But the Giants also get something that they wanted. They get a couple of things that they wanted, actually. One of the big things that they get is some financial flexibility. The way the contract is structured, the cap hit for 2023 is $19 million rather than $32.4 million, which it would have been on the franchise tag. That gave the Giants the ability to tag Saquon Barkley for $10 million. So it gives the Giants both players for 2023 at a value of $29 million against the cap, less than it would have cost them to franchise tag Jones himself, which they had clearly said they were going to do if a deal had not been reached. It also gives the Giants, the way the deal is structured, it gives them the opportunity to get out of this deal after the 2024 season if everything goes south and they think they have to get out of it. That will cause them some cap pain in 2025 if they were to decide that they needed to do that, but they can do it if they need to do it. They can definitely get out of the deal after 3 years. Again, if they feel like Jones has taken them as far as he can and it's time for them to look for a new quarterback, they can do that. So for me, this deal is a win-win for both sides. The Giants, plain and simple, were not going to do better than Daniel Jones for a quarterback in the 2023 season. They weren't going to be able to draft one of the big four guys in the draft, Anthony Richardson, CJ Stroud, Bryce Young, Will Levis. They weren't in a position where they were going to be able to go after one of those guys. The available free agents, let's put Lamar Jackson aside, because the Giants aren't going to bid or were never going to bid on giving Lamar Jackson the kind of, you know, mega fully guaranteed contract that he's said to want. They're never going to bid on Aaron Rodgers. So you're looking at, before he signed with the Saints, you're looking at Derek Carr. You're looking at Jimmy Garoppolo. You're looking at Baker Mayfield. You're looking at those kinds of quarterbacks. Those guys are not better than Daniel Jones. So the Giants' best option really, for the next few seasons. The best option that they had was to get a long-term deal done with Daniel Jones, and that's what they've managed to do. Obviously, you know, GM Joe Shane has heard some of the criticism, and Shane talked about some of that criticism in a press conference on Wednesday. And basically, he said that the Giants aren't going to worry about what people say outside the building. They only care about what's said inside the Giants facility. They're happy to move forward with Daniel Jones. They wouldn't have done this if they didn't feel they could win big with Jones in the next few seasons. They feel like what they saw from Daniel Jones in 2022 was him only scratching the surface of what they think that he can do. And, you know, Joe Shane, he didn't take a direct shot at Joe Judge and Jason Garrett and Dave Gettleman for what went on with the Giants the two previous seasons before Shane came on board. But he did say that you had to look at the situation that Jones had been placed in. Made it sound like, in a lot of ways, he felt like those 2 years of Jones' career, potential years of development for Jones. He did make it sound like he felt those 2 years were wasted. So really, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that before we get to the next segment of our show. You guys know that I spent a few days in Indianapolis recently at the NFL Scouting Combine. Came back from Indy, having had the opportunity to get into media scrums with a lot of the guys that will be listening or waiting for their names to be called when we get to the 2023 NFL draft here in a few weeks. Have lots of audio from some of those interviews. And what I would like to do right now is play for you the Combine media availability audio from South Carolina cornerback Darius Rush, a player who has been rising throughout the draft process, had a really, really good week at the Senior Bowl a few weeks ago, and is a guy who could be on the Giants' radar, perhaps on day two or early in day three, if they are in the market for some cornerback help, which it's very possible that they will be. So let's give the interview from the Combine with Darius Rush a listen.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity, but giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team. Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else, and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Hey, Darius, what was that Senior Bowl experience like for you?
The Senior Bowl experience, it was amazing, honestly. Just to have that opportunity to just be in that predicament, honestly. So I consider that like the Pro Bowl of college. I mean, nothing but the best of the best show up there. So just being there was a great experience to just see other competition from other conferences, meet the coaches, and talk to all 32 teams. I get to talk to those teams, so it was just amazing.
How much with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, either here or at the Senior Bowl?
Yes, I've had conversations with them here and at the Senior Bowl. Great conversations with those guys, just getting to know me as a person and getting to know them as well.
Were they formal or informal?
They were informal.
Did you meet with the Texans?
Yes, sir, I did meet with the Texans during the Reese's Bowl as well.
Not here?
Not sure, not of yet.
How much has it changed for you since the Senior Bowl? How much has the what you've been hearing and the whole experience changed for you since then?
This experience has changed a lot, honestly. So being at the Senior Bowl, just starting there, that was more football performance-wise, just to showcase a little bit more skill and just add to my resume during the season. Here it's just a little bit more about it's the testing portion, of course. So it goes into the point of like getting to know you as a person, just to get more familiar with the staff and other guys as well, while still like making that resume, adding to it with my personality and getting to know them as well.
Gary, you're one of the faster players in this draft. You expecting to run a 40-yard dash time that's up there?
Most definitely, man. That's one of my skill sets is being fast and use like having the long speed that I have. That's a goal of mine, just come out here and just run fast. So I'll say it's not going to be nothing really different. It's football, honestly. I mean, I played in a 4-3 scheme and a 4-2-5 scheme this past season. So honestly, I mean, it's just out there playing football and executing your job.
You comfortable in press man? Is that something that you really like to do?
Yes, sir. That's press man is something I like to do. I can play zone coverage as well. It's just all about just going out and executing and performing and just going out there and showcasing.
Have you talked to the Giants?
In the NFL that you really like watching just from a technique standpoint?
So I did play with J.C. Horn. J.C. Horn being the kind of guy he is and his press technique. And I kind of modeled my game after him in terms of that. So being around him and seeing the kind of player he was from not only just on the field but off the field, his characteristics and how great of a person he was. So kind of modeled my game after him. And then Trevon Diggs is another guy, the way he can run the route for receivers, something I did and was noticed at the Senior Bowl. So Trevon Diggs is another guy as well.
How was your background as a wide receiver set you up for success on the other side of the ball?
So my background as a receiver, it really comes out with the ball skills. So able to make plays on the ball and to have an anticipation of what's coming next, such as like different routes over a certain amount of yards, releases like inside release, you got inside routes coming, the alignments of whether a receiver is inside the numbers, outside the numbers. So that comes into play as well, and it helps out on the defensive side.
What's Jordan Birch like as a player and as a teammate?
Jordan Birch is a teammate, great guy. He's a reliable guy, dependable guy, and it was very great to play with him. As his personality, he's a guy laid back, chill, guy who comes in the building, handles his business, a guy you want to have around. He's a great guy you're going to laugh with. And he's a person that I had the pleasure of playing with as well.
Darius, JC, we just talked about him. He's known for how much he studies and his technique. I'm just curious, since you were approaching this, have you been able to lean on him for advice or maybe direction in how to go from the SEC to the pro?
Yeah, so I've had, he would DM me sometimes. We wasn't having like a extreme long conversation, but just he would give encouraging words. So I take that in consideration of like, he's a guy that I can always lean to if I need be. I'll say Torian Gray was a guy who helped out in terms of that football because I was around him much more often than JC. So with Coach Gray, the kind of coach he is and learning tendencies and the way he studies the game and the way his IQ is for the game also helped me out this past season just learning from an IQ standpoint.
Darius, what do you think you proved at the Senior Bowl?
Say again.
What do you think you proved at the Senior Bowl?
One thing I think I proved at the Senior Bowl is that I'm a DB, whether it's playing 2 years or playing 10 years. Fairly new to the position, and that is true. I switched over in 2019. So may not have as much experience as guys that's been playing it their whole career. But one thing I went there and proved that I am a DB and I'm able to do what guys have been doing for 10 years. Just show my skill set out there, able to play press man, play zone coverage, and make plays when I need to be.
Darius, off congrats, you know, on making it here. Not a lot of people, you know, get to sit up on the podium and do this, man. What would you say motivates you or has motivated you in the past, you know, to get here? I mean, it's a lot of trial and error, a lot of, you know, tribulations. What would you say motivates you?
I would say my biggest motivation, really just to prove myself right. That's my one, but a big one for me, where I come from King Street, South Carolina, a small rural town area, so you don't get too many opportunities around that area since it's so small. And being from that area, I'm not saying that it's a bad area with drugs, none of that. It's just a small town with not a lot of exposure. So for me to come from a small town like that and be in a predicament like this and be around all these guys, coaches, and NFL guys. So it's like, I just want to show that no matter where you come from, no matter how small the town, with just a little bit of hard work and just keeping the faith, you can make it anywhere.
Darius, the Giants talk about smart, tough, and dependable. Can you tell me how you embody those characteristics?
One way I embody those characteristics is off the field. I'm a guy who is laid back, doesn't get into much social things. I'm clean off the field, and on the field, I make sure I'm detailed in what I do, disciplined in my job. I'm also just going to, just like I said, just be in the right place at the right time, make sure I'm not in the wrong place at the right time. So just little things like that, stay away from the trouble. And also, in terms of the smartness, I mean, IQ for the game. I have an IQ for the game. I was studying the game and having a coach, from DB coach that I had this past year with Coach Gray. So just those characteristics right there, I can say I embody those.
Have you met with Dallas? Have you met with Dallas?
Yes, sir. I had informants with Dallas as well.
What would you say is the tool that has grown the most from when you started playing DB in 2019 to now?
So the tool that I'll
which
say,
PC your game? Which
yeah,
like
so I would say probably my special teams, honestly.
Really?
Yes, definitely. Because, like, I started, so after the switch in 2019, I made plays on special teams. So that's where I started. So you always remember where you come from. So I came from special teams. I embodied special teams, honestly. And I just use that as my motivation is, okay, once you get your special teams, get the defense. So 2019, played a little bit of special teams. 2020, started on all four phases. Then 21 and 22 as became a starter, but I'm still playing on special teams. So I say special teams really played a big role in my part of my game because there's so many aspects that you can do on special teams, and then the different techniques that you also have on special team that correlates to defense as well.
Is there a particular receiver you went up against this past year that you look back at as the biggest challenge, whether SEC at a conference throughout the course of last season?
A receiver that I say that I went up against that was a pretty good receiver was Evan Stewart from Texas A&M. He was very impressive in just being a freshman, honestly. Freshman in the SEC, pretty good, especially if you're a starter. Just going against him and the kind of game that he had against Alabama and his route running and the way he can high point the ball. So I'll say that was a receiver that I had the pleasure of going up against and competing with.
So that plays the opportunity to see Tomlin on the field a lot when you're at the Senior Bowl and being able to interact with him. Have you been able to interact with anyone in the staff in a more informal basketball here?
So I did interact with the Steelers and informal. Had great conversations with Coach Brown. And Taylor as well. So had a conversation with those guys. We had great conversations. Also, Coach Brown is also a fraternity brother of mine, Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. So just having that connection as well is pretty nice.
Any Titans meetings?
Yes, sir. I met with the Titans.
What were your impressions of Mike Vrabel or Ray Carthon?
Great talking to those guys. Great interaction. Going through board work. Of course, they want to know your IQ. So just going through the board work and just going through talking with those guys and getting to know them and getting to know me was a great interaction as well.
Darius, are those praying hands coming on your knickers?
Say again.
Are those praying hands?
Yes, sir, it is.
How has your faith gotten you to this point?
Mom kept me in church every Sunday, you know, prayed every, she always tell me to pray every morning before we wake up, before we went to school. Another thing, Jeremiah 29:11 is one of my favorite scriptures. Staying the course and the plan that he has for me. So my mom preached that to my head every day. We literally talk about it every day. So I'll say this is just a part of the plan that he has for me, and I'm just keeping the faith with it.
Darius, so last couple of weeks at the Senior Bowl, you told me that you want to go out there and prove people wrong in terms of your long speed, and you actually tracked the fastest speed during practices at the Senior Bowl. How is that going to translate now to the combine, now all that prep that you put in to be able to put scouts on notice and be like, hey, don't touch my long speed again?
Most definitely. I mean, long speed was something that was questioned about me and having the fastest time. And it was the eighth, like number eight in like the history of that Senior Bowl. So putting my name in the record books there and then coming here, get another opportunity to show that speed with the 40.
Can you give the first two digits of what you're going to run?
I say it's going to be with a 4, and then after that it was 0.4, and let's go for 4.4, running that area.
If you could describe your teammate Cam Smith in one word, what would you
say? Eager. Reason being, eager, because that's a guy who in the meeting rooms, he's going to ask all the questions. He wants to know any and everything about football, wants to know why he's doing this, why he's doing that. So I say he's a guy that's eager to learn from a football IQ standpoint, eager to always get on the field and do some drills with him. Like, it's times we went into the indoor facility like 11:30 at night just doing football drills. So I say he's a guy who's eager to learn about football, eager to just play football as well.
If you could talk to any NFL player, dead or alive, who would you talk to and why?
That's a good one right there. This is a good question. A person I would like to talk to, let's say, probably Trevon Diggs. Honestly, because like I feel as though my game is, I can feel like my game is modeled like a little bit like his, the way he plays the ball, and the kind of plays that he make as well. Just like knowing the route trees of different receivers and always being in the right place at the right time, making an impact, getting turnovers and making plays on the ball. So I'll say that's one thing I displayed at the Reese's Bowl. So why not talk to him and get in his head about like what does he see as well.
Have you had any formal meetings with the San Francisco 49ers in the pickup process?
Yes, sir, I did.
How'd those meetings go?
Meetings were great. It was great to just be in the room with those guys, honestly. Talk to them, go over some board work, and me personally, I feel like I made a great impression. So, and I was impressed with that staff as well, just having the opportunity just to go in there and speak with them. So.
And you had a couple of former teammates that are on that team, in Debo Samuel and Javon Kinlaw. What would it mean to get to play with them at the next level as well?
I mean, it would be great to get to play with those guys at the next level. I was on the team with those guys as well. So, I mean, Gamecocks in the league. I mean, why not just go and be with former teammates?
Darius, have you had a chance to spend any time with the Patriots yet?
Say it one more time.
Have you spent any time with the Patriots yet? How'd that go? So,
I spoke with the Patriots during the Reese's Bowl, and went great. So, I had a great conversation with those guys.
Anything they wanted to know about in particular?
Can I play football? What kind of person am I?
Hey, thank you. Best of luck, man.
And that's the show for today, Giants fans. Thank you, as always, for listening. Please remember to stay safe out there, take care of each other, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.